USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
The fallout in Washington, D.C. after the failed impeachment of President Trump is far and wide. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ad. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke. Hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One of the unfortunate byproducts of losing your job is the loss of health care, not only for yourself, but for your family, too. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains your safety net if you find yourself without health insurance.
Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who have lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your health care coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The official website of the Affordable Care Act is www.healthcare.gov. Saying Brad Keselowski was frustrated after the last lap crash in the Daytona 500 would be an understatement.
Had a big run down the back stretch. Wanted to make the pass to win the Daytona 500, and it ended up really bad. I don't feel like I made a mistake, but I can't drive everybody else's car. So frustrating. The discount tire Ford was not the fastest, but Jeremy Bowen's whole team did a great job of keeping us in position. Right then, we were in position. It's exactly where I want to be, running second on the last lap at Daytona with this package. And had to run, made the move, and it didn't work out.
More racing this Sunday. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is a road course race. 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.